Pink on Today FM with What About Us. It is Al Porter here joining until half two this afternoon. If you'd like to get in touch, it's 53102. Or you can email Al at todayfm.com. My good friend Eric Lawler just popped in. How are you, Eric?
Hey, Al, how's it going?
Yeah, very good. What are you doing around town?
I'm hearing about this brilliant topic you're going to be speaking about, and I have a great story for you.
About meeting people that you didn't know who they
yes,
were?
Yes. Yes. Initially looked like a stranger, and then it transpired there was somebody much more serious and sinister.
All right, well, you hold on to that. So I'll get you a coffee or something like that. Before we get to that, I want to talk to Maria. Maria, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, very good. I know, it's lovely to talk to you, Maria. So, Maria, we're talking about you meet somebody and you don't quite know who they are. What happened to you? Somebody famous bought you a G&T, did they?
They did, years and years ago. I was sitting up in the Summit Inn in Hope on a Saturday night. The usual, we'd all sit up around the bar, play a game of pool. We're kind of up there, you'd be used to a lot of people, tourists and that, coming in and out. They do the obligatory walk on the pier, and then they go up and have their glass of Guinness
or their hot
whiskey. But anyway, I was sitting at the bar one night on a Saturday night, and this guy comes in, and the first thing I notice about him is that he's wearing a beautifully expensive suit. Now, everybody up in the Summit, it was a spit-in-the-floor type thing back then.
Yeah.
Probably nicer now, but he certainly didn't dress up to go out on a Saturday night. Probably a pair of jeans and a t-shirt, but this guy comes in and I'd say an Armani suit.
Oh, right, and you could tell this is an expensive suit, okay.
You could just tell the way he was wearing it.
Yeah.
And he came in with these two guys that looked like basketball players. They were really, really tall, blonde guys with the basketball jacket type, you know, the jacket. So anyway, he's standing, I'd say about 2 foot away from me, and he kept smiling over, and I'm kind of smiling back at him, and I'm kind of going, in my mind, I'm going, God, this old lad, now he's
a bit keen.
This old lad now is giving me the eye.
Yeah.
So I'm smiling back, and I said, ah, God love him, sure, he's a tourist. So he comes over to me, and I went, hi, how are you? Are you on holidays? And he said, no, he was on business. And I said, oh, what was he doing out in Hope? And he said, oh, I came out to go for a walk on the pier, and I wanted to have a glass of Guinness. And I said, oh, lovely. I said, and you're with your friends there. And of course, the two lads weren't drinking anything. They were just standing, kind of, I'd say they were his minders or whatever. So the next thing I noticed, and it's funny what you notice about people, but he had the most beautiful nails on a man I'd ever seen.
Okay.
He pedicured nails. So he looked a bit like my dad as well, because my dad is a bit like, my dad looked a bit like that. Well, he did when he was younger, you know, the curly hair, kind of that kind of Jewish New York look, you know.
Okay.
So anyway, we're chatting away, and he goes, well, can I buy you a drink? And I'm going, happy days. Yeah, yeah, wonderful. So I said, I'll have a little gin and tonic, please. And, you know, just chit-chatting about normal stuff, you know. And he liked Ireland, and he was sorry that he didn't get enough time to see the rest of Ireland. Mm. And he'd gone to one or two places, and he'd mentioned where he had gone, but that he was flying back out of Ireland.
Maria, you're killing me here. Who was this? Who was this?
The next day, I'm getting to the point, Al. The next day, and anyway, I'm building up. The next day, I'm trying to bring it to a climax.
So you climax.
The next day, and anyway, I go down to get the newspaper, and the picture of the outlet is all over the newspaper. So I'm going, oh my God, I've been talking to Bob Dylan.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, so I've been talking to Bob Dylan for 20 minutes. He only stayed about 20 minutes.
It was Bob Dylan, the Bob Dylan.
The Bob Dylan, and it was really stupid because, you know,
wow.
I just didn't, and I was looking at the picture, and then I looked at another newspaper, and I went, gosh, that couldn't be right. It's Bob Dylan. I should have recognized him, you know. I'm of the age of
That's
Bob Dylan.
That's amazing.
I'm not quite as old, but yeah. But anyway, Bob Dylan bought me a gin and tonic. That is my claim to fame.
Ah, that was worth the wait, in fairness to you, Maria.
Yeah. Did you enjoy the climax of that, now, Al?
I did. Did you enjoy your climax?
Fabulous. Fabulous.
I'm going to send you an Al's pal, all right?
A what?
An Al's pal.
What's that?
It's like a teddy that I give away on the show.
Oh, am I going to get a teddy?
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I'll give it to my daughter. What do I do? I'll give it to my daughter, and she'll be delighted. Thank
Maria,
you so
get
much.
Off the phone. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Paloma Faith and Crybaby on Today FM. Had a great text in on 53102. Oh my God, we will never get those 3 minutes of our life back, ever. Bar Maria from ever calling again, for the love of God. P.S. Love the show, Angela and Claire. I know I liked Maria. She was good. She sounds like my wife, says another texter, heedless and takes ages to climax. That's from Anonymous somewhere in Ireland. Al, Tiesto stopped me and asked me for directions to the Cliffs of Moher. We had a conversation about Amsterdam, and as he drove off, I thought, I know that face, Tiesto. And there you are now. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Al.
I thought Maria was hugely entertaining.
I know. She's
meandered
good.
Slightly, but got there in the end.
How's Fair City at the moment, all right?
It's going well. I'm finished for a while,
okay.
But I'm not dead. I'll be back. Basically.
All right.
I think my last scene in this current run will be tomorrow night.
Yeah, if you don't know who we're talking to, it's Eric Lawler, who you know as Cathal Spillane on Fair City. But also my comedian friend who's coming out to the Civic Theatre in Tallaght with me tonight. Now go on, regale me, because you're not a booked guest. You've actually just stormed in and taken my studio hostage. So this better be worth it.
Well, Al, you know this subject we're talking about. The Dubai Comedy Festival, the Irish Comedy Festival in Dubai, which you were a part of last year.
Mm.
I've been going out there a few years, but about 3-4 years ago, I arrived in Dubai looking forward to a nice week of comedy in Dubai. And the bar manager rang me as soon as he heard I'd arrived in the hotel. And I was like, what's he ringing me? I only have to arrive. And he says, come down to me, Eric, come down to me. There's someone I want to introduce to. And I said, okay. I went down into the venue and there was an Arab gentleman. I was introduced to the Arab gentleman as a comedian. And you know yourself, Al, when you're introduced to strangers as comedians, invariably they start telling you jokes.
I know. Oh, here's a good one for you.
You'd even have that one, yeah. So this fella started telling me the most racist, homophobic, sexist jokes. And I was like, my God, what is this fella? But I felt kind of pressure to laugh because I was on his... He owned a lot of land around the hotel, so I felt compelled to laugh. So I laughed away. I did the false laugh, you know. And then I walked away, and the guy who introduced us was breaking his heart laughing. I looked at him and said, what are you laughing at? No, that was funny. He said, yeah, but you know who he was? I said, no. And he told me that the guy I'd just been speaking to was Osama bin Laden's brother.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you want to see me run back over there and laugh, Al? I was straight over. Oh, my God, you're such a genius. And I made conversation with him. And then that moment came, which is Irish people we dread, Al. You know, the awkward silence, you know?
I stood
there next to him and he was stood there next to me, you know? And all I could think of, in my big paddy Irish head to break that awkward silence was, I'm very sorry for your loss.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Yes, absolutely.
Eric, I did.
And he looked at me and he said, my loss? And I went, yeah, the brother. And he went, he was no loss to me. He bring great shame to my family.
Oh, God.
Because he was from Moscow. And I was like, he was a bit of a dick now, in fairness. And that was it. And ran. That was a true story.
Eric.
An absolute true story. And...
Osama bin Laden's brother, was he scary looking? Was he...
He wasn't. You know what? He looked like one of these kind of playboys. He was very glamorous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous suits. A bevy of beauties hanging around him.
Yeah.
And
God.
And living the playboy lifestyle, having a great time. And he told me a joke, which is not fit for daytime radio. I'll tell you later on.
I don't think I would have said anything different to him, though.
No.
You know what I mean? I'm sorry for your loss, sir. I don't know what I would have said.
Yeah, I was stuck.
Yeah.
And that was the only thing. I think it's a default setting as an Irish person.
Oh, God.
To talk about misery.
Eric, that was worth it. I'll give you an Al's pal.
Thanks very much, Al.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Every Wednesday, Dr. Rory Hanley offers his diagnosis. This is the big...